Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Ye, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. Oh, Lord, our God, oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, hallelujah. Good morning. Surely it's good to see you all once again. Oh, praise be to his holy name. First and foremost, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give the Lord our God thanks for you all who have tuned in this morning and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible truly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Oh, this is your day. This is your day. You see, the Lord has turned himself to you again, and now he's going to turn you back to him again. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As you all know, we give you all an opportunity, if you so desire, to follow along as the Lord. It's about to follow us. The Holy Spirit make an attempt to open the eyes that you can see and open your ears that you may hear today's teaching. He will make that attempt through 2 John. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 2 John chapter 1, and the word of the Lord says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. The elder is the aged Apostle John. The Apostle John, according to the ancient traditions, he lived into his 90s, and the Bible says to love in the truth means truly, really to love. To love in the Christian concept or meaning of the word, the truth which John and others have known, is a combination of factual knowledge regarding the word of God and spiritual knowledge regarding the word of Jesus Christ. Let's do a little traveling already this morning. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6. As the Holy Spirit gives us an understanding as to what the Holy Spirit gets us into having to do with truth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. And it says, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring it forth fruit, as it do it also in you since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of the Lord. And truth. 2 John to do this for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, oh, thank you, Jesus, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Jesus tells us in John, the 14th chapter, the 6th verse, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. We also know that when we lose our life, as Jesus called us to do, then we gain his eternal life, and we gain the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And the Bible says, against such there is no law. 2 John 1:3 tells us, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. In truth and in love. Now let's turn into Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. And the Holy Spirit tells us through Brother Paul, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith, there it is again, among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the call of Jesus Christ. 2 John 1:4 tells us, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Of thy children means some of your children, that is, some of the believers that John was addressing, walking in the Spirit is a Jewish saying for living, walking in Christ. John is saying we should live by the truth or in accordance with God's revealed word and will. 3 John verse 3 through 4 tells us, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than in the truth that my children in truth. 2 John 1:5 tells us, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. You see, for some, love has little to do with obedience. Yet John, a follower of Jesus Christ, stressed that to love is to obey. As one of Jesus' closest disciples, John would have heard the master raise the question, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 John 1:7 tells us, for many deceivers are entering into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is coming in flesh. This is a deceiver and an anti-Christ. This is a deceiver and an anti-Christ. 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6 tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. But ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hear them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 2 John 1:8 tells us, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. In other words, look to yourselves and lose not the things in which that you work for. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, it tells us, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You see, for the folks that are trying to preach another gospel, they're babes in the Lord. You see, it's not that God hadn't called them per se, but you have to wait on your ministry. It took me 20 long years to get to this place, 20 years on the highways and the byways. Took me 20 years to sit in this seat, 20 years for God to do this thing. Oh, what awesome God that we serve. Verse 14 tells us in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Oh, hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 10 tells us this is the first half of this is a familiar passage. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. But see, that's another part of this verse that we very seldom hear. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Draw back from what? Draw back from preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Draw back from what? Draw back from trusting in the faith. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. I no longer live, but Jesus lives inside of me. From the moment that I gave up my life, he gave me his life. Brother John, the Holy Spirit lets us know about this wonderful thing that has occurred in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and he says, I'm crucified with Christ, but nevertheless I live. Yet not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now 2 John 1:9 tells us, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. And he that abide in the doctrine of Christ, yeah, both the Father and the Son. Whosoever transgress and abides not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. If you were to read that passage to a first grader, they would be able to reveal to you what it means. What does it mean, they would say? Oh, they have not God. But some of you have master's degrees.